Welcome, 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 welcome back, welcome back. You're listening to Let's Get It with Alaric Anderson. We are back. This is the return of our show. We like all of the world, have been dealing with the COVID-19 virus, the global pandemic, and we decided to take a little time off from the show. There are more important things in the world than just talking about sports. But since sports are coming back, we decided to go ahead and give it a crack and come on back with you. How about that for some alliteration? So, hey, thank you all for joining. If it's your first time listening to the show, thank you for joining. Thank you for listening to my listeners who have stuck with me, who have been downloading the podcast during this hiatus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep listening, keep downloading. And if you're new to the show again, feel free to download this show on any of the podcast platforms that you can listen to, be it Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, Spotify, iHeart Podcasts, Google Podcasts, my own personal website specifically for this show. That's alaricanderson.net. You can see I'm a little out of practice today. Alaricanderson.net, www.alericanderson.net, where you can get exclusive content to the show. You can download and listen to it anytime. But thank you all for being with me, for sticking with me and listening. We have a lot to talk about today as we rev up getting these sports back on track. It's been a really, really hectic time, stressing time since Wednesday night, March 11th. You may not know what happened on Wednesday night, March 11th. Let me refresh your memory. On Wednesday night, March 11th, the entire sports landscape changed. There were two games in the NBA that night. There were a lot of games in the NBA that night. I think there were five games that night, two of which was postponed, one of them being the Jazz Thunder game because one of the stars of the Jazz, Rudy Gobert, was found to have contracted the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, and they stopped the pregame. They stopped everything. They told both the teams to go back to the locker room, and that started a whirlwind across the sports landscape. You had all of the high school women's and men's, boys and girls basketball tournaments that were going on all over the country ceased. The NCAA basketball tournament, men and women, was canceled. You had conference tournaments that were in progress that immediately stopped. And then it was an avalanche of cancellations, which included the start of Major League Baseball. The NHL hockey was in full swing, getting ready to head towards their playoffs. And it even called for the cancellation of the Olympics this summer. So it really paused or canceled anything athletic for the foreseeable future starting on March 11th. It was a very difficult time for everybody. If you had kids like me who are athletes, it really affected them on a high school level, affected players on the college level. There were discussions about what to do about college seasons, what to do about pro seasons. All of those things happened, taking way the background with the crisis that we have been dealing with here in our country and around the world. But we talk sports on this show. And so because sports ended on that day, on March 11th, we chose not to come on and talk about sports in a trivial matter, number one. Number two, there was nothing really to talk about. The seasons had canceled or postponed, and we didn't even know what was going to happen. Well, lo and behold, here we are looking at today, July 6th, we have Major League Baseball starting back up. We have the NBA starting back up. NFL and college football seem like they're on track to get back to their seasons on time. And so we're back talking about sports. And hopefully this show can give you a little bit of respite from all the other madness that's going on in our world. And you can listen to this show and spend a little time with me as we talk about sports. So let's dive right in. Look, as I said before, a lot of the professional sports are attempting to make a comeback. Some to start their season, as in baseball, and some to finish their season, as in the NBA and the NHL. Also, the WNBA is starting their season. This is the time when the WNBA will be playing their season. So baseball has decided, after a long fight between infighting between the players and the owners, they're going to play around 60 games. Their season's going to start soon. Teams are starting practice here in the area that I'm in, St. Louis, home of the 11-time world champion St. Louis Cardinals. They have started having their abbreviated spring-summer training, which is being held down at Busch Stadium. Though a lot of teams are coming in to work, there are still players and coaches and staff of these teams that are testing positive for the coronavirus, but these teams are barreling on to play this season. Thank God that those who have been tested and found to have the COVID 19 virus, they are in recovery or asymptomatic. We're praying for all of those people. But in Major League Baseball, after a long fight between Rob Manfred, who is the commissioner of baseball, and Mr. Clark, who is the over the Players Association, Tony Clark, former Detroit Tiger great, they have come with came to the table with a plan. They're going to be starting the season. In the past, in my show, I haven't really talked a lot about baseball, but I think I'm going to go ahead and get back in. I was a big baseball fan when I was younger. I know some of you all who follow the show, who listen to the show, know I've talked about how much I loved baseball and how much baseball was a part of my life when I was much younger. I played baseball when I was a kid. I enjoyed watching the Cardinals. I was there in Game 7 of 1982 World Series, where the Cardinals beat Harvey's Wallbanger, the Milwaukee Brewers, when they were a part of the American League. I was there for Game 7 for that. I was there at Game 1 in 1985 when the Cardinals played the Kansas City Royals, the I-70 series, which we were winning, and then Don Dekinger decided he was going to make a really bad call at first base. I've been really a baseball fan for a really, really long time. And so, in the past few years, I've been really falling out of love with baseball. But baseball is coming back. It's going to be an abbreviated season. And so we're going to really dive into it. I'm going to do a lot of baseball talk over the next couple of weeks. And then we're going to talk about baseball all the way through the season and follow all the way through to the World Series. If you're a baseball fan and you like, man, you'll never talk about baseball. Well, it's about to go down. It's about to be some conversation about baseball, especially my Cardinals, St. Louis Baseball Cardinals. It's wide open this year in baseball, guys. Nobody knows who's going to win it. There were a lot of moves made in offseason. I'm going to dive into those a little bit more in upcoming shows leading into the season. There was a lot of moves made. A lot of teams didn't make any moves. We're going to see how that works. In an abbreviated season, man, you get a pitcher that catches on fire, you get a team that comes out of the gate real fast, and that could be it. So I'm excited. And so we're going to really go into baseball more in depth as we get closer and closer to the season. And for those of you all who are baseball fans, know that we're going to talk a lot of baseball going into this season. So get ready, get excited. I am. I'm excited about getting back into baseball. I think my hiatus has gone long enough. So I'm really excited about that. You know how I feel about the NBA, man. The NBA is coming back. They're doing they're They have decided that they're going to play their games at ESPN's Wide World of Sports, which is in Orlando, Florida, which is a part of the Disney resorts down there. They're going to be playing their games. Those teams are going to start reporting to Orlando this week. There are some, the networks that are carrying these games are already have some of their commentators and such down there. The games will be televised on ESPN, on ABC, of course, TNT, NBA TV. ESPN will be the home of the Eastern Conference Finals, the exclusive network for the Eastern Conference Finals, and TNT will be the home of the Western Conference Finals, and ABC will air the finals. So some things are going to be like normal, but this season, the ending of this season, remember, this is the 2019-2020 NBA season that they're going to be finishing. This season is going to have an asterisk. Some people say the asterisk is going to be that there were less games. Well, no, there won't be less games. Some people think the asterisk is going to be there's going to be some injuries. Yes, there are going to be some injuries. Playing the amount of games, playing every other day, playing the amount of games that these teams are going to have to play, there will be injuries. They've made some provision in the rosters to be able to accommodate for that. There have been some players who decided they will not be joining their teams down in Orlando, and they made accommodations for that. But it's going to be an interesting season. I'm not end of the season. I'm not really one that says whoever wins this will not be a real champion. I remember back when the strike shortened season, when San Antonio, I believe that was 98 or 99, the short strike shortened season when the San Antonio Spurs won their first title. It doesn't take anything away from their first title. I don't think it'll take anything away from this title. It's some great basketball that we're going to be looking forward to. You know, you got your Los Angeles Lakers with LeBron James, and that's going to seeing what the Lakers can do with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. They are seasoned and they're focused on winning. You still have the Clippers with Kawhi and Paul George, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens with them. You have other teams that will make some noise, the Houston Rockets, the Denver Nuggets, even though Jokic contracted the COVID virus and he has yet to come back to the United States from his home. But I saw some video of him. He's in excellent shape. And so, you know, you're going to have the Denver Nuggets, and then you're going to have some dark horses. You're going to have some people that's on the back end, just going to be trying to earn a spot into the playoffs. You still got the Portland Trail Blazers with Damian Lillard. You still got San Antonio sitting there, and they have DeMar DeRozan down there. They have enough to make a nice little run. Those kids down in New Orleans, you got those kids in Memphis. It's a lot going on in the Western Conference, and then in the Eastern Conference, you have your favorite and the Milwaukee Bucks with Giannis Antetokounmpo and his team getting ready. But you also have the Boston Celtics with the hometown boy, Jason Tatum. And you're gonna see that team gonna try to come together. Jaylen Brown, those young boys are primed and ready to go. It's gonna be interesting to see what happens with the Boston Celtics. And then, man, don't sleep on the world champions. Right now, the Toronto Raptors are still the world champions. They're still intact as far as a roster is concerned. All of their players are back. They've been down in Florida working out together. Never, as Rudy Tomjanovich said years ago, never underestimate the heart of a champion. The Toronto Raptors have a lot to prove. They want to prove that they were not Kawhi and some guys just playing. They want to prove that they are legitimate champions. Not taking anything away from their championship last year. but they had some things fall very good for them. They had a rested Kawhi because Kawhi didn't play a lot of games during the season. You ran into a Golden State Warriors team that was dealing with injuries. Not only did you lose in the first round, you lost DeMarcus Cousins. You, of course, you understand the loss of Kevin Durant and the loss of Klay Thompson. And Golden State Warriors was still right there. But when they got those injuries, those second injuries again, it took them out of the game, took them out of the finals. That pretty much opened the door for Toronto to win. Not take anything away from them, but they weren't playing the full bore Golden State Warriors. And if you listen to this broadcast, this program, you know how I get down with the Golden State Warriors. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the Toronto Raptors. I think they might make a run to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and then anything can happen once they get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Siakam is a beast. Kyle Lowry is the perennial bulldog, Chris Paul type. They can give you one really good game, and he's a good four general. You got Fred VanVleet. You still got Serge Ibaka. You still got everybody's there with the exception of Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard. So that's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Milwaukee. Will Milwaukee be able to make a run? Will Antetokounmpo come back with a jump shot? If he does, it's going to be interesting. And you still got Philadelphia. Philadelphia is still Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. They are still playing basketball. So it's going to be interesting. Brooklyn is probably not going to really give much of a fight. No Kevin Durant, no Kawhi, Kyrie. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with them. The Indiana Pacers, there will be no Victor Oladipo. He's decided to continue to rehab his injury. So it's going to be interesting on that tip. The Western Conference is still the strongest conference. It's still going to be the Western Conference. It's going to be the place to watch. I'm glad the Western Conference is going to be on TNT because I want to hear Ernie and Charles and Kenny and Shaq talk about these finals, especially the Western Conference finals. The NBA, man, this setup, they're going to be down in, as I said before, they're going to be at ESPN's Wild World of Sports down on Disney's property in Orlando. They're going to be in the bubble, meaning they won't be able to come in or out. Families of the teams won't be able to come in until after the second round of the playoffs. The players are not going to be able to leave the bubble. They're going to have to come in and get tested. They will wear these rings. They will always also have these monitors that will tell them when they're more than 6 feet, less than 6 feet from a person next to them so they can have social distancing. It's going to be really interesting. Anecdotally, a lot of people are talking about the players won't be able to stay there. They won't be able to enjoy the things that they normally enjoy when they can freely move about. There are going to be players that try to test the bubble. There are going to be players that try to leave. There are going to be players that try to get people in. Not just players, but owners and team presidents and team GMs and trainers. It's going to be a lot going on, but it's going to be interesting and watch. And I can't wait for the ESPN 30 for 30 talking about the bubble. Speaking of ESPN and their programming like that, I watched this excellent show, this new show called Backstory, that's hosted by Don Vannata Jr. He's one of the writers with ESPN. He's been around for a minute, and he did a show called Backstory. I watched the episode on the decision with LeBron James when he made the decision to take his talents to South Beach. If you have not watched it, you need to give it a look. That was a great, great great show to watch. I got a lot of information from it. And I'm one of those dudes, I want to get that information. I want to have that stuff anecdotally so I can share some of the stuff with you guys. I mean, or just so I can know how those kind of things went down. It was a great, great documentary. If you've not watched it, you need to go find that mug because it is nice. LeBron changed the game. LeBron and his boys, Rich Paul and Maverick, they changed the game. And it's really interesting to watch how things went down with that and see where we are today. It's a shame, as I digress just a little bit to talk about LeBron and his time, because it's brought up in the backstory. It's a shame that LeBron didn't win more championships with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and those guys down there. But we'll talk about that as we get closer and closer to the playoff time, because this is a legacy season for LeBron. He went to Los Angeles to win a title in Los Angeles. And so we're going to see what happens. We're going to see what happens with Kawhi, see if that was a fluke, see if he can lead this team, which is a very talented team already, scrappy team, gave the Warriors all they can handle last year in the playoffs, see if he can take this team, pull this team together, and make a run at the title. Is this the year that the Houston Rockets make it back to the finals, and does the pairing of James Harden and Russell Westbrook make it to the finals? They made it together to the finals when they were playing with the OKC when they lost to the Heat, the second year that LeBron was in Miami. Since then, neither one of them has sniffed the finals. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Will Denver turn the corner? Michael Porter Jr. is healthy. Will he be able to give that team a little something that they didn't have with that stretch four, being able to go out there and hit that outside jumper? With Jamal Murray and those boys, will they be able to navigate through what's going to be a very difficult set of guards to play through to get to the championship game? You know, the West is guard deep. They are guard deep. Even the teams that are not, even my Golden State Warriors, they're not going there. There's a few teams that won't be going back to the bubble because they're mathematically eliminated in the Western Conference. I believe it's the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Golden State Warriors. But look, man, it's really deep at the guard position in the West. And so it's going to be interesting to see if that can be navigated by teams like Denver, if that can be navigated by teams like Portland, if Portland can make that jump. Imagine what would happen if Portland able to make that jump, make it through a couple of rounds, and Nurkic comes back and Nurkic is able to play. I'm not sure if Nurkic is going to be available, but it's been a while since he played. If you don't remember, that boy is a beast. He is a beast, and it's going to be interesting. You know, they picked up, just to refresh your memory, they have Whiteside in the middle. It's going to be interesting going into the playoffs, watching those centers bang. It's going to be interesting in these last few weeks the restart of the end of the season, how much these guys can play, what the shape is, what their physical conditioning is, who's going to make it through this abbreviated kind of training camp without being injured, how these coaches are going to handle minutes. You know, there's going to be players who are going to want to play. There's going to be players who are not able to play yet. There are going to be players who didn't do anything physical during this time. You know, it was strange during the months of April, May, and June, hearing these players saying they hadn't touched a basketball or they didn't have a basketball goal at their home and those kind of things. It's going to be really, really interesting to see what happens once these players get back on the court and start playing. So I'm really excited. I hope you are excited too. Over the next few weeks, just so you know how we're going to get down, over the next few weeks, we're going to break down the start dates of these seasons, what to look for, some of the things that they're doing to combat the infection, combat infection, meaning to keep their players from becoming infected with the COVID virus, with COVID-19. We're going to also look at some players to watch in all of the sports in the NHL, also because I'm a Blues fan, and we are the returning champions of the Stanley Cup champions. So we're going to talk a little bit about hockey, not a lot, But we're going to talk about baseball. Also, with baseball, as we get closer, you know, baseball is about history. So we're going to talk about the Mount Rushmore of each team, the best starting lineups, the best these teams, the best players on ever on these teams. That's going to cause a lot of discussion. And I hope you join me as we take this journey again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming back with me. For you guys who are new to the broadcast, thank you for listening. Remember, you can get Let's Get It with Alaric Anderson on every major podcast platform. You can also download it and listen to it on www.alaricanderson.net, AlaricAnderson, Alaric Anderson, fully spell out .net, AlaricAnderson.net. If you want information about what the show is doing and you want to drop me a line, feel free to drop me a line at 7musicandsports@gmail.com, SEVEN Music and Sports at gmail.com. Feel free to drop me a line. We really appreciate you listening. Thank you for listening on today. We will talk to you again next week. Thank you and God bless.